Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by California College of the Arts, offering extension courses focused on design, fine arts, and digital technology. Campuses in Rock Ridge, Oakland, and Potrero Hill in San Francisco. cca.edu/extension.
Good morning. This is the California Report. In for Rachel Miro, I'm Penny Nelson. A hike in California's minimum wage is on track for approval. In a party-line vote, state assembly members passed a bill yesterday that would increase the state's minimum hourly wage from $8 an hour to $8.25 next year, and then upping it to $9.25 an hour in 2016. Some state business leaders opposed the measure, saying it would force job cuts. The bill now goes to the state Senate. Plans to start California's high-speed rail project in the heart of the Central Valley have sparked lawsuits from farmers who own land along the proposed route. The High-Speed Rail Authority has recently settled several of those cases, but as Alice Daniel reports, residents of Kings County are pressing on, taking their lawsuit to court today in Sacramento.
The Kings County government and two private citizens filed the case in Superior Court. Plaintiff Aaron Fakuda says one of the potential train routes cuts through his two-acre property. But he says this case isn't just about land rights.
This is not about my 2 acres. This is about our community. This is about the state of California. This is about how a rogue agency can take a project and just ramrod it. And that's not what we as Californians want as our flagship project.
Fakuda and the other plaintiffs claim the high-speed rail plan doesn't match what voters were promised when they okayed the $9.9 billion bond measure, Proposition 1A, in 2008. The plaintiffs argue the high-speed rail funding plan and environmental reviews are incomplete, and so construction shouldn't begin. High-speed rail officials say they can't comment on pending litigation. But in court briefs, the state attorney general's office argues that the rail agency has addressed the requirements of the Bond Act. The lawsuit comes at a critical time. The agency's board is expected to authorize awarding a huge design and construction contract next week for the first stretch of rail, a 29-mile section from Madera to Fresno. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Fresno.
This summer, more college students in California are cutting their vacations short to hit the books. And believe it or not, a lot of them are looking forward to it. Recent reports show more than 500,000 community college students across the state have been shut out of classes over the past 5 years because of budget cuts. KQED's Charlotte Bear reports a recent addition of some summer courses means more students will finally be able to graduate.
Becky Zarco enrolled in community college with a plan. Take classes full-time for 2 years, get her associate's degree in English, then transfer to a state university. She says she has no idea achieving her goal would require taking summer classes, but that's where she stands now.
If I don't, then I'll be stuck taking 5 classes next semester and probably a lot more in the spring.
The last thing Zarco needs is more credits. She's been a student here at Evergreen Valley College in San Jose for 4 years, almost long enough to get 2 degrees. She says the reason is budget cuts have made it tough to get the classes she needs.
Because sometimes they won't be offered until a year after or 2 years after, so that has made the progress go very slow.
She's so desperate, she took part 2 of an English class last semester and crossed her fingers she'd be able to do part 1 this summer. Howard Ho shares her pain. He says he was so frustrated with the struggle to get classes at De Anza College 20 miles away that he transferred to Evergreen.
Time is money, like everybody says, and I really want to move on to my career goals.
In some ways, though, Zarco and Ho are kind of lucky. A report the Public Policy Institute of California released this spring shows community colleges cut so many classes during the recession that 600,000 students weren't able to take any at all, especially recent high school graduates and older workers in need of retraining. Summer session took a particularly hard hit. Take Evergreen, for example.
Like in 2010, we typically offered approximately 200 sections. Then in 2011, we offered 120 sections. And then in 2012, we offered approximately 67 sections.
Keith H. is vice president of academic affairs at Evergreen. He says the decline is directly linked to state funding. Now that tax revenues are rolling in from the passage of Proposition 30 last fall, the school expects to have enough money to almost fully restore its summer offerings.
So does this mean that we've turned a corner, we're out of the woods?
I don't have a crystal ball to say that. I hope so. right now it looks like we've turned the corner. The economy looks better for the state. The governor is supporting community colleges.
It's very encouraging.
That's Paul Feast. He's spokesman for the California Community College Chancellor's Office. He says summer sessions all over the state are rebounding. A survey his office conducted found at least a third of schools are offering more courses this summer than last. But
this is not an indication that we are back to normal.
He says all the new courses will only accommodate about 20,000 students, barely over 3% of those shut out.
While we are adding students back, you can see we have a long way to go to make up for the ground that we lost.
Evergreen math teacher Tech Key says when the school cut half his classes last year, it created a bottleneck for dozens of students. Now he's back to a full load, plus one extra class.
Hopefully this summer, I hope I don't have to turn many wonderful students away.
He says it's good for him, too. Instructors at some colleges get extra cash to teach summer sessions. Key says the money will help his own kids have a better summer.
Last year, they have to stay home, and I have to create all the activities for them. And they didn't like that. So this year, I said, okay, we can send you guys to the summer camps because of the extra section I'm going to be teaching.
There is some concern that classes won't fill up. Administrator Keith H. says after years of cuts, students might expect summer to be a bust. If they don't sign up, it will be. Empty classes usually get canceled.
When you take away so many units, you lose the students. So you have to work harder to bring those students back.
So students in nearby high schools, colleges, and those already enrolled at Evergreen during the regular year are getting hit with a lot of these. Community colleges are blasting out emails to everyone on their lists. Student Becky Zarco says it seems to be working.
The classes that I signed up for are pretty much on wait list already, so I'm pretty stoked for that.
The State Community College Chancellor's Office projects that as long as the economy keeps improving, colleges will add courses this fall, too. For the California Report, I'm Charla Bear in San Jose.
And that's the California Report for Friday, May 31st, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Howard Gelman and Seal Muller. The directors are Paul Lancour and Vinnie Tong. Our interns are Gina Shalaba and Guy Marzorati. The editing staff includes Victoria Maleon, Dan Brecky, and Taiki Hendricks. Our producers are Sarah Bond and Polly Stryker. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children, and URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com.